His Night Begins, Season 5, Episode 1. That was Guruji, Vinaya said to Paramveer as she switched off her phone. What happened? Paramveer said, noting the stern look on her face. They got to Jaybhim, she said. Paramveer shook his head and looked towards the nightclub's tall metal doors, which opened up to reveal a group of men in white uniforms bearing a stretcher. A body lay covered on it, another victim of a tainted batch of 2CB. This time, a 19-year-old who was an only child. It doesn't look like we are winning, does it? Vinay said in a defeated tone, as she watched the body being loaded into an ambulance.
It's darkest before dawn, Madam G,
Paramveer said. Vinaya smirked. We are here to finish Miguel, or wound him so badly that he limps away and hides for a long time. That's the only end state now, she said. Paramveer's phone rang. Vinaya looked at the message from Guruji again as her second-in-command took his personal call. She didn't quite understand why she felt the need to pick at the scab on the permanent wound on her soul. The truth she had always known. She had successfully suppressed it for years, yet now it yearned to surge to the surface and bask in the light.
I need to drive past my home and take care of some business, Paramveer said.
Vinaya lifted her eyes to meet his, maintaining a silent, steadfast gaze. When the lingering glance got uncomfortable, Paramveer said,
What's wrong, Madam G?
You've always been like a father to me, since my family left me to deal with this cruel world on my own, she began.
I'm always your humble servant, he said. Why are you...
You've always known, haven't you? She asked.
What are you talking about? Paramveer said.
Guruji, she said.
I don't, he said.
Vinay raised her hand and said, I've always known in my heart. But I want you to know that you have meant so much more to me than that man ever will.
The ambulance sirens wailed as if to underline the solemnity of the occasion.
Paramveer sensed no trouble as he arrived at his residence on SK Road. He remained unsuspecting, even when his wife ignored his call and compelled him to use his key to enter the house.
Diksha, Diksha, he called out. Only upon entering the living room and discovering his wife, bound to a chair, circled by gunmen and balaclavas, did his heart leap into his throat.
Alberto Salazar's voice echoed through the room.
We have a task for you. And no isn't an acceptable answer.
What a disaster, Nas commented, observing Jaybhim's mummified body, streaked with red patches. Flies skittered across the grimy sheet, covered in hastily scrawled threats and warnings. The crowd in front of the commissioner's office had swelled in a matter of minutes, and the police were struggling to control the crowd.
They made him suffer, Guruji said.
Seems we'll meet the same fate unless we burn their whole establishment to the ground, Nas stated. Guruji growled unhappily.
I have always known it wouldn't be easy, but this kind of escalation...
You should tell her, just in case, Nas said.
What are you talking about?
Guruji asked. He tapped Nas's shoulder, indicating that they should exit the crowd. As they weaved through the dense crowd, Nas said, You should tell your daughter the truth. Guruji halted and turned to face her, even as the crowd pushed against them. He wasn't angry. He had a vacant look in his eyes, as if her statement had taken him to a faraway prison inside his soul. He turned and began making his way determinedly through the throng. I'm being serious. I doubt we are going to come out of this alive. And you will regret, Nas began saying, as they exited the gathering and walked towards their vehicle.
The dead know no regrets,
Guruji said.
You don't know that, Naz said. Guruji's phone chimed. He pulled it out and examined the screen. Tell me it's good news. I badly need something to cheer me up after that depressing sight, Naz remarked.
Vinitha thinks this is solid intel, passed on to her by the intelligence bureau, Guruji said cryptically.
The suspense is killing me, Naz said, and I have a feeling you're being a tease on purpose.
Guruji turned and flashed one of his rare smiles before saying, We have Miguel's location.
Gotta leave now so we can string up that bastard.
Alberto Salazar's hands were drenched in blood, but he didn't bother washing them as he placed a call to his boss.
Is it done? Miguel said.
I think everyone who needs to take the bait will take the bait, Alberto replied.
I can't wait to see your handiwork with my own eyes, Miguel said.
Safe journey, boss, Alberto replied.
Alberto clicked off the phone. He spent a few moments admiring the new marble tiles in Parambir's bathroom before proceeding to wash his knives.
The blood streaked down the blade, swiftly erased by the stream of hot water.